Good day, good day. This is Andy Johnson. It's been a while. This is 2019. So, you know, Happy New Year. You know, all the best for the new year. I hope everything is going well with everyone. And I hope that I wish for you only success, peace, love, and, you know, just happiness. I wish for you total happiness. It's been a while. You know, I've been busy getting some stuff done. Made some few changes here and there, and it was good changes. And, you know, I want to discuss a little bit about making that leap of faith. You know, 2018 was a bit challenging, had a lot of different issues to deal with. My wife and I, we were able to overcome a lot of different things. And by doing so, you know, we were also able to experience parenthood, which is something that was new to us. So we were thankful for that. So what I did is I changed jobs because, you know, I work, other than just doing podcasts, I work, right? I have to live. So I was working at a particular job, and, you know, I began to follow specific steps in terms of, you know, being positive, looking for opportunities, believing that opportunities, good things are going to come my way, even when it didn't seem that way. And, you know, just taking that leap of faith when the opportunities did come. In particular, what I did was I began listening to some positive, you know, some positive speakers online on YouTube. I was listening to different things that they did in order to achieve their success. And I decided that I would apply some of it. So, you know, there were a number of different people that I listened to. One of them in particular gave me a specific formula that, you know, I'm going to share with you and let you know exactly what I did. And I found it to be extremely effective. Right? Extremely effective. It blew my mind when it actually happened. I couldn't believe it because, you know, you see a lot of gurus online, a lot of people, positive, you know, those motivational speakers and all that. They speak a lot about different things. But when I applied what this individual, you know, said that I should apply, I was blown away by how fast things started to come. And it wasn't because of anything special on my part. Okay, everyone, I believe everyone on the earth is great. I don't believe there's anybody lower or higher. I believe everyone, we're great. We're great people on the earth. So everyone has the same abilities. You know, some of us realize it, some of us don't. Some of us go by different things that they believe in, like religion and all of that, but we're all great. We all have things within us that help move the universe and give us what we want. So I'm going to just give you the formula that this individual gave. And by the way, his name is Earl Schoaf. You could check it out. You could, he's, you know, you could check out online for him. Earl Schoaf. He's a motivational speaker from way back in the day. He spoke up, he did, I think, one recording of what he did in order to be successful, as far as I know. I don't know the details, I can't remember the details right now, but that's his name, Earl Schoaf, James Earl Schoaf, I think. You can look for his name, you know, do some research on him. You could find out all that, you know, he was able to, you know, the different people that he motivated. And he did motivate a lot of prominent motivational speakers today. So all his information is online. You could do your research. He's a wonderful guy. Of course, he passed away many, many years ago. And, you know, rest in peace. What he spoke of was very, 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 very interesting, and it blew my mind. Let me just say that it just blew my mind. So what he said to do was, Decide what you want. Decide, this is just it in a nutshell. Decide what you want. Be clear about it. All right, don't be biased, you know, or think of something stupid, you know, like I want $1 billion or some kind of crap like that. I mean, be realistic, you know. You have goals that you want to be rich, or you want to have a nice house, you know, anything like that. And what he said to do was write it down on a piece of paper. So you get a piece of paper and you write it down as specifically as you possibly can. So whatever you see in your vision of what you want, write it specifically down exactly, or in as much detail as you can, on that piece of paper. Right? So you have your goal, you write it down, and you write it as specifically as possible. So now you have this piece of paper. You know what your goal is, you've written it down. Right? Now, remember, that came from inside of you. This is something you want. So when you speak of it, it goes out into the universe, right? It goes out into the universe. And when you write it down, you already start to materialize it in your life. So you write it down as specifically as you can, exactly what you want. And you take that piece of paper, you write "thank you" on it. And this is something, this very same thing is something I heard the motivational speaker by the name of Earl Nightingale say. He said, when you write your goal on a piece of paper, it's almost the exact same thing. And he said, on the other side of the paper, you write, you write something to the same effect of "thank you" to the universe. But Earl Nightingale quoted scripture, and it goes, it's basically that, to that effect. You're telling the universe "thank you," and you've received it. It's like you already received it into your life. So when you're finished writing down your goal specifically, saying "thank you," writing "thank you" on that same piece of paper, you take that piece of paper and you fold it, and you put it away somewhere safe, somewhere that, you know, you're not going to touch it. You're not going to look at it. You're not going to say anything about it. You're not going to mention it again. You just put it away. This is something of your goal, right? You've made your goals, you know, whatever you want. You've made your petition to the universe or to the Almighty or to God. You know, however you want to describe that power, that intelligence that governs the universe. And you've made your request, and you've said "thank you," which is a sign of you receiving it, and then you put it away. So you're not gonna open it every day. You're not gonna look at it again. That's it. You put it away. But you know, every once in a while, that thought of that goal is gonna pop into your head, and every time that thought comes into your head, you say "thank you" to the universe, to the Almighty, and that's it. You will be amazed to see how fast those same things come into your life. I mean, everything doesn't happen around the same time. Some things may take longer than others, but you'll be surprised. It'll blow your mind to see how fast some of those goals come into your life. I specifically wrote about me having a specific type of job in a specific organization, and I wanted it full time, which was an impossible thing at the time. I wrote it down, I put it away. It was always in my mind. So every so often, keep coming, I said "thank you." And I always kept myself calm. I never rushed things. I always left things in the hands of the Almighty, because He's in control. That force, that power is in control. I say He, but I mean, the Almighty doesn't have a gender. But, you know, I did that for a while. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, I was set up with the right people who opened that same job for me that I didn't even expect. And I was able to recognize that that was exactly what I had wanted and what I had written down on that paper. And I took a leap of faith I went out there and I went after the opportunity, and all of a sudden that door was open wide for me. I was able to step into that job, leave my old job, and I was able to experience a level of success that I had not experienced since I came to this country. And now my wife and I are able to move forward in our own particular goals and what we wanted to do. So what I'm saying to you is, this is an area that you could look into. You could investigate. You could, just try it out. It's not going to hurt you. There's nothing that you have to purchase. There's nothing that you have to, go out there and give your money to or anything like that. You simply make a request about a goal that you have. You write that goal down as specifically as possible, every single detail. If it's a house, you write the color of the house, how much parking garages you want, how much rooms you want in the house, where do you want the house to be, in which location, and you make it as specific as possible. And then you say thank you, you write that thank you on that piece of paper, you fold it up, and you put it away. And I guarantee you, doors will begin to open in that direction that you've set your goal to. And I mean, I'm not a person who, any kind of prophet or anything like that. But you'll be amazed to see how it works. And you could do this with anything. You could write a million goals if you like. You could do any amount of goals that you like. And you do that. And be bold. Write what you want, not what other people tell you to do, or don't hold back. You write what you want. Be specific. Say thank you to the Almighty, to the universe. Fold it up, put it away. Don't look at it again. Don't mention it again. Don't speak of it to anyone. Don't let anybody know what your goal is. Don't speak of it to anyone. That is a very important rule. Do not speak of it to anyone. This is your goal. Keep it to yourself. You don't want anybody coming and taint your vision. You don't want even, it could be your friends, it could be your spouse. Yeah, it could be your spouse. It could be anybody close to you, your brothers, your sisters, it could be your mother, your father, whoever it is. Keep your goal to yourself. And every so often when it comes into your mind, say thank you. And also, be ready to receive. Don't be scared to receive, because in order to give, you can't give if you haven't received something, and the universe is always giving to us things. Look at nature. Nature is always giving. Animals always receive. Animals always, they give, but they also receive. So there's an art to receiving as well as giving. Giving is one part. They say it's better to give than to receive. But I say it is equal to give as it is to receive. Because you need to receive. In order for you to give, you need to have something to give. And the only way you can get something is you have to receive something. And the only force that could give us anything is the universe, is the Almighty. So you should be able to receive. Be free to receive as much. Open your arms wide to the universe and let the universe just give you all the things that you want and desire in your life. Receive it and then give it out, because you will have so much abundance. It'll be so much. Just give it. And so somebody else, you might be that force or that conduit where the universe is going to use to give something to someone else. So be willing to give, but also be willing to receive. Open your arms wide. Let that energy, let that force, let all those things that will create the kind of life you want come into your life. And then with the abundance now, you will be free to give and to bless and to make people around you happy and to make life better and thrive. So I just wanted to share that simple little truth with everyone. Something that you could try out. It's very easy. Anybody could do it. Don't be ashamed. Don't tell anybody your goals. Don't mention it. Don't speak of it. It might be very exciting to you, but don't receive it. And when you do receive what it is that you set out to receive, be thankful. Be extremely thankful. Because remember, we're here to receive from the universe, and the universe in turn expects us to be, you know, used to give and to bless the earth. So, you know, feel free, feel excited, go out there, write as many goals as you like, put it away, don't look at it again, you know, and, you know, be willing to receive that goal, that thing that you wanted, and expect it. Go out there and expect it. Keep your eyes open. The opportunities come. They will come. I mean, it might be with people or things that you least expect. But when those opportunities come and you see it, you will know, you will recognize that this is your goal. And it will be easy. It wouldn't be hard. You wouldn't have to be stressed out about going after your goal, going after that object, that opportunity. When it comes, it will be easy. Everything will flow. And then you would be in it, and it would be simple, and it would not be a hassle for you. So go out there and do it. All right, go out there and do it. You know, we live in a time where a lot of people think, you know, it's like social media is taking over the whole place, and everybody is just looking at somebody else instead of looking within. Everybody's looking outside, what somebody else is doing or what somebody else has. And they feel that's life. They feel that's happiness. That's joy. You're the only one who can make yourself happy. You're the only one in control of that. People think that other people could make them happy, or other people could make them angry, or other people could make them stressed out. But the fact is that we are the ones in control of how we react, or how or the effect that outside influences have on us. We are the ones who are in control of our own emotions. We're in control of everything that concerns us. Nobody can make you happy. Nobody can make you sad. Nobody can make you angry. Nobody can make you stressed. The only person who could do that is you. And you could only do that if you allow what it is that what negative things that these people, or even positive things that these people do, influence you. You are in total control of your emotions and of your state. So you have to take control of it. You have to be able to have that inner bliss. You must have that inner bliss at all times, regardless of the situation. No, you don't let anybody stress you out. You don't let anybody, you know, control your emotions. You are the one in control of those emotions. And there are many tools that people could use out there to help them. Meditation. And just a realization. Because to me, meditation is realization. People have many different interpretations of what meditation is. And they have many different definitions of what meditation should be or is, and I think all of them are correct. I think all aspects of meditation is good and is great and is going to help you. I think in terms of my opinion, my understanding of what meditation is, I believe it is realization. To me, is one of the greatest things that a human being could activate in their life. We, you know, like when you're a baby, there's a lot of things that go on, right? You don't understand a lot of things. You don't know a lot of things. You know, you poop in your pants. You go about, you scream, but you do not realize what you're doing. You do not understand what you're doing. There is no, you know, knowledge of, you know, what you're doing. I mean, all you know is that you need to poop, you poop. Or you need to scream, you scream. Or you need to cry, you cry because you're hungry or something like that. But as you get older, and you begin to learn things, and you begin to see things, and you begin to think, there comes a point when you begin to realize what you're doing. You begin to realize your eyes, it's like your eyes were closed and you were hearing sounds, but you didn't understand what you're hearing until you open your eyes, and then you're able to see what it is that you're hearing. You're able to see the sounds that were being made and why they were being made. There's an understanding, a clear realization of what's happening. And then because of that realization, now you're able to make extremely great decisions in your life that will affect your life and affect those around you in a positive way. This is why I look at realization, meditation, as a form of realization. We as human beings, we live in a state where we're constantly fed information from different sources, whether it be social media, TV, radio, books, different sources. And we think that everything, in fact, a lot of people think that everything that will make them happy or make them great in life are things that are outside of themselves. So they're looking outside for happiness, for joy, for peace, for love. And they're disappointed because when you go outside looking for it, it would never be the way you want it to be. You could look outside forever. You could get that money. You could get riches, wealth, whatever. But the happiness and the joy that you expected, a lot of times, a lot of people don't get that. Because the truth is, and the facts are, that you can only be happy from within. Only you could make yourself happy. Only you could be joyful and at bliss. Only you could really have a great life. That only comes from within you. It doesn't come from outside. Regardless of your situation, regardless of what you're going through, or what you think you're going through, that's so horrible. Because trust me, there are people who are going through worse. Regardless of your situations and all the different things that may be going on in your life, you must realize that you are in control of your happiness, of your bliss, of your joy. So be happy. Look within and see where that happiness comes from. Meditate on that and realize that you are happiness in the flesh walking around. You don't have to be doom and gloom because what's going on out around you. Understand that you're alive, you're healthy, you know, there's a lot of wonderful things around you, and there's even if circumstances may be looking grim, understand that because you're alive, you know, you can always move forward. There's always a way to move forward within yourself, you know, or even something that you could do positively because of what you have inside of you and the realization of what you have inside of you that could change the circumstances around you for the betterment of all life that is around you. So don't ever think that you're in doom and gloom. You are alive. And that means that you're able to now look within and bring yourself to that realization that bliss and joy and happiness is totally in your control. And go out there and meditate on that. Work upon that realization and be happy. We are human beings. So we have to be. Either we could be followers or we could be leaders. I believe all human beings are leaders, regardless of what the person's capacity is. I believe all of us are leaders in our own right, in some capacity, in some particular field or way or area. There is something that we are leaders in. We're all leaders. And we should treat each other with respect and love and peace and joy, and really look forward to the many great things that we could accomplish together. And, you know, I'm living here in the United States, and right now, in 2019, we're experiencing a bit of a shutdown. You know, if you haven't heard about it, I suggest you look at news media, and you can find out about it. I don't want to dive, you know, delve too much into it. My opinion is that the office of the president is being tainted right now. That's what I'm going to say concerning that. It's tainted. And the reason why I say that is we should be in a position where we are able to vote for someone, especially in the United States, for the best of the best. The best in character, the best in intelligence, the best in leadership, the best person who, by that person's track record, is capable of unifying this country in such a way that we will move forward to be the most positive force in the world. This is the type of leadership that I think we deserve, we need. And I think that we're capable of having that. I believe that there are many individuals, whether they be Democrat, Republican, independent. I believe there are many individuals out there who have all these characteristics and would be a very positive force in the United States and for the rest of the world. I do believe that we need to put aside the ignorance that we tend to want to, you know, hold on to, which is because a person may seem or appear rich or appear popular, that we should give them the ranks of leadership. I think that we've reached too far in terms of the amount of knowledge and experience that has gone on in the world and in the United States in particular, for us to be choosing individuals to lead us who are absolutely, totally incapable of doing so. And I say this, I'm not trying to put anybody down, but facts remain and the truth is right in front of our eyes. We cannot have individuals who are causing more chaos than good. We need individuals to uplift and to carry United States forward. We need leadership that does that. So, God willing, within the next few years, we'll be able to vote for our next leader. And hopefully we should get the type of leadership that I think the United States deserves. And I think we deserve the greatest leadership. I think there are individuals out there who are brilliant. Just brilliant in every aspect of leadership. In terms of leadership for this country. Who would bring this country together and unite us and break us stronger. Would build up this country. Make things like healthcare, which is dear to my heart. Healthcare, especially healthcare. Free. There are many countries in the world that are not first world countries, and they have free health care. The United States is the greatest country in the world, but health care is not free. Why is that? Health care should be free in this country. This is strictly my opinion, by the way. I mean, there are many people who will agree, some may not, but this is my opinion. I think healthcare should be free. I think the United States, especially I will even go as far as saying that healthcare should be free to citizens. That citizens should not have to pay for healthcare. Because once you're a citizen of the United States, you should be able to enjoy many great benefits that you will not be able to enjoy anywhere else in the world. And I think that is one area that would really bring the United States to a higher level. Free healthcare. And there are many other things that can be done in the United States to really bring unification and growth. And I think that that has to happen with every American coming together and saying that we, yes, we are Americans and we're going to make our country and our lives better. I know it seems far-fetched. Many people say it's too complicated. No, it's not. It's very simple. All of us have to just make a decision together that we want to live better. Because everybody does want to live better. Everybody wants to live, be happy. Everybody wants to eat well, have a shelter over them their heads, enjoy family time, enjoy work, be able to be successful or to see some level of success because of hard work. Everybody wants that. I don't think there's anybody who doesn't want to be successful, who doesn't want to be happy and joyful, who doesn't want to be able to pay their bills and to be able to have enough money to travel or to do things that would be creative or even uplift or even be, you know, inventive and develop things that would really benefit everyone. There are many people out there who they don't have the time because they have to work in order to feed themselves and their families. And they're not able to really achieve that level of success. But within them, there are many great potentials that could maybe change the world and carry us so far forward, you know, further than we could even imagine. So I think that we need to realize this. We need to move away from the childish, ridiculous attitudes that we have, thinking that you know, we could just follow foolish chatter and blame games and ridiculous debates that have no substance, that carry no substance and really doesn't change anything. We need to come together and unite and really build this country. It's not about making America great again, but making the world great. Because if the United States really does unite and build and grows in a positive way, we could influence this world positively. And everyone in the world could experience that. Because it's not just about the United States, it's about the world. All of us live here on this planet. And all of us want the best that we could have to live a great life while we're here. And, you know, it's not just about separating ourselves from the rest of the world, but in embracing the rest of the world, because we're all one. And, you know, just developing that understanding and that insight that, hey, and again, realization that we're all here, we have resources that we could use to build ourselves and to uplift others and to really make life on earth thrive and to build back all, you know, all the things, not pollute, build up the atmosphere, build up wildlife, you know, help the all living organisms on this planet enjoy, you know, the level of happiness that they could understand and peace and you know, and tranquility that they know of and be able to, you know, for them to live. We are the caretakers of the earth. We have a level of understanding that could help us to be greater caretakers of the earth than any other creature. So we should do our part and contribute positively to the earth. So the United States, as a country, we should be not only proud to be Americans, but, you know, persons of the United States, proud to be of the United States of America, but we should be proud of our decision and decisions in terms of electing brilliant leadership. We don't need TV characters. We don't need comedians. We need leadership. We need brilliant minds who really do care about developing the lives of every American citizen, of, you know, building up such a unity that all people, even persons who are not Americans, could look and say, yes, this country is doing it. This country is an example for the world. We need to step away from all these different antics that go on and the foolishness that go on and the childishness. We're not children. We need to grow up. We need to be adults. If we say we are adults, if we say go to school and we, you know, we learn, we get all these degrees and all these different doctorates and all these things, that, and we say we are intelligent, well, then we should act like it. We should act intelligently. We should speak respectfully. We should love one another. And we should act on behalf, especially leadership, act on behalf of the people to really bring the people up. To really, you know, lift people up to a level and show them that in this country, people could reach the highest level possible of human existence. And everyone could be happy and joyful and we could move forward. It's very simple. It's not difficult. We don't have to be ridiculous in the way we carry about ourselves, and we don't have to be disrespectful of others and think that our way is the only way. We should be able to sit down and discuss and come up with solutions that we all want. Come up with solutions that we all want and really do things that will propel us forward. So I think this is what is needed right now in this country. And I'm sure that, you know, many people who may hear my voice and others, other voices that speak positively, you know, would seek to really join together and move this country forward in a positive way. I believe that we can do it, that we will do it. And I'm optimistic. I'm never going to look and say, you know, we're never going to be able to do it. I believe that we can do it. We will do it. And I'm sure that at some point, we will be able to really, you know, understand and realize our place on this planet and the things that we could do to continue to improve life here on this planet. So that's just my little rant on that, on leadership and on the governance right now. My little rant. So this is just something that I wanted to get off my chest, and I hope that you know, give some feedback. You know, state your opinion. Everybody has their own opinion. Some people may see things from an angle that I may not be able to see it at. And you know, state your opinion. What you believe, what you understand. If you agree or disagree, that's fine. You know, everybody is free to give an opinion and to disagree and or agree, and we can take it from there and just move on. So, you know, I just want to share that these little things with you. I hope that somebody somewhere, it benefits them in some way, and that we start looking forward to really improving ourselves and improving the lives of those around us. And I'm talking about all life. I'm not just talking about human life. I'm talking about all life on the planet. So until next time, this is just my reintroduction into the podcast game. Give me some feedback. You know, let me know what you think. Let me know what your views are. Let me know of any other ideas or any topics that you may want me to speak about. And I will speak on those topics. I will share those topics. I'll do whatever little research I need to do. And, you know, we could really join together and become a great family, a great community that could join with others and build not only ourselves, but also those around us and our nation on this planet. So thank you again for listening in. Hope that you'll listen in next time. And, you know, it's always my pleasure to sit down and chat with you a little bit. So have a great day. Enjoy your day. Remember, you know, life is challenging sometimes, but don't give up. Your success is right around the corner. Don't ever give up. You know, have the mentality that, hey, no matter what, I'm going to grind through. I'm going to do what I got to do. I'm going to get up every day with a smile on my face and a realization that this world has been meant for me to be in and that I will be successful. I'm going to see it. Don't ever doubt yourself. You know, don't ever doubt what is in you. So go out there, be happy, be joyful, spread that love and that joy, and watch your life become even better. So thanks once again for listening in, and I'll talk to you next time.